finish off with what put together, this won't work in every scenario, but it may be one that we could consider and maybe for debate as an ideal pathway for follow-up care. We start with the diagnosis, the MDT decides on treatment plan. Active treatment is given. At the end of active treatment, the lead clinician generates a summary of treatment to date, and this has come out of the Cancer Reform Strategy recommendations. The MDT plans a follow-up schedule, and maybe this needs to be tumour-specific if it exists at all. Short-term follow-up is delivered in outpatients by the treating clinician as per agreed tumour-specific follow-up, and this will depend on the risk per tumour group and on the individual patient, and should be according to the clinical judgment of the individual clinician with guidelines according to when they feel that the patient is sort of out of the woods, so to speak. And then after uneventful initial follow-up completed, follow-up care plan is revised. It would be good if there was a national protocol, if it exists, or one that's agreed by the network. And the patient then can graduate to long-term follow-up. And that's open to interpretation. If they relapse at any stage, they go back into the cycle. But what they could happen is that they are discharged to primary care armed with a follow-up plan, which currently only happens in very small pockets. Or they could attend long-term follow-up clinic. We can take clinic out of there because it could be a host, it could be clinical follow-up and then supportive follow-up, which could be a myriad of services away from those on active treatment. And this could be for a given period, for example, 10 years post-diagnosis or forever, and maybe risk stratified according to protocol. And I think that will depend on different organisations, how they organise that. And then if a problem is found, then it could be then a case referred to separate late effects clinic or other appropriate specialty if a late effect is suspected at any time during the follow-up period. So it could be quite controversial, but that's one way of ideal pathway, and that's what we're aiming for in Sheffield.